Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitch Side. Fortunately for everyone round the table, the man to my right is not as bad as first thought.
Because he's a fucking fraud.
No. We're not doing that. But honestly, Tom and I were both very worried when you went down.
I was.
Saturday.
And now I feel stupid.
So for the people that haven't seen your video, that don't follow you directly, please explain what happened after the incident of you going down.
Well, I got my MRI on Friday.
Okay. No. But you said that, so you don't feel like it's as bad as originally.
I felt these three pops, yeah, and obviously it was very scary. The first 2 days afterwards, it was pretty like rough, and then it started to like, I get a bit more movement again now. It's not the joint. Well, I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's not the joint, which is a good thing,
because that's what the previous.
So I had a hip arthroscopy on the joint where they went in and cleaned it out. It's not the joint because the X-ray showed up all right. They said it could be a labral tear, but I don't know what it is to do with the joint. So it's the hip flexor or the iliac
psoas. Is that related at all?
Yeah.
To what you had before?
Yeah, it is exactly it. So because to get into the hip arthroscopy, to get into the actual joint, they have to cut through hip flexor. So for the last year,
it probably hasn't fully healed.
Well, no, but it should have been. It should, like, I've been working a year doing fucking hip flexor work.
And also, you played in Scotland.
Didn't play right foot. I also couldn't really run.
You did kick once with it, though.
Scored a goal.
Well, but prior to that, you shot with it as well. You shot really early on.
Yeah, and I filmed with Arteta the week before the training match.
Yeah.
And I did a few kicks with my right foot. So it should have, like, I've done enough rehab.
It's just like the heat, I think.
The angle of the shot was fucked as well. Like, you were kind of on in the air. Going
It wasn't like just a... When you've been kicking probably last week or whatever, it's probably been a dead ball
that you're setting up for.
Yeah.
That's on the bounce. You're twisting as you're hitting it anyway. It wasn't a...
You were 28 yards out trying to...
It was a stupid shot, if I'm honest.
Yeah, what I should have done was flick it up with my right and then volley it with my left.
No, what you should have done is flicked it, done a spin, then gone...
Or flicked it and caught it on your head. Yeah, and ran all the way to the goal
and then go
I'm speaking with the specialist on Friday, and then hopefully we'll have more of a definite.
You started well as well.
Yeah,
I'm gutted, man. It was actually well shit.
You dropped the whole captaincy out of nowhere on everyone. Didn't see that coming.
Kept that quiet.
But go on, carry on. What were you saying?
It was pretty shit actually. It's quite an odd feeling, like. You know, like when like players get stretched off and you see them covering their face. Mm-hmm. Oh, it could never be me. Mm-hmm. I was covering my face because I didn't want the cameras to see me bawling my eyes out.
It's because nobody's experienced that level of
global
scrutiny before.
Yeah,
amount of people that were watching that, 2.5 million at the time, right?
Because it wasn't just the pain. It was also just like...
Frustration.
I spent a whole year fuck's sake, first game.
Did you hear the Stephen Tries commentary where he said, get the camera off you? I thought that was a nice thing.
Yeah, Andrew Spencer, yeah. Yeah,
he's a good soul.
After he said I was welting.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened. Stretch it off. Talk us through the process of what happened afterwards.
Coach Richard, by the way.
If you can remember it, because you've been high as fuck.
My man.
Because I've obviously had gas neck quite a lot, I didn't really want it, but I really needed it for them to get my booze and stuff off. There was one moment where I was like trying to like... You could probably relate to this. I was trying to like fight the gas in air mentally, and like, I'm still with it, man.
Oh no, I'll let that shit just come into my system.
I don't know how long I was out for, but like I remember just coming around and I was like, fuck, that was wild. Yeah. I got taken away into another universe.
Give me more.
I'll be honest,
please.
When it happened to me, it all just felt, I mean, I do not condone this, and I've never done it, but I've heard it was the same as doing a balloon.
You broke your humerus, mate. It's very
You snapped your arm in half.
What I'm saying, the gas and air was...
It's exactly the same. It is the same.
Yeah.
Like, it is the same.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, it's exactly the same.
It's, what is it? Just like total oxygenation of the brain.
I don't know.
If anything, it's exactly like Wim Hof method, really.
Ooh. Well, yeah. But because I was panicking a lot, so I started getting like pins and needles. And I was like basically... Hyperventilating.
Yeah.
So I was like, because obviously I was like,
that's happened. Yeah.
I was like I was terrified. Yeah. Basically, I was just absolutely terrified.
You're a bit of a worrier anyway, aren't you?
Well, it's not even that. It's just more like this hip's caused me issues for 5 years.
Longer, surely.
Yeah, probably longer. 6 years, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I was thinking more long term, not like, I get 5 and a half.
Yeah. It's more like, if you've never been through rehab for like a year, then you don't really like, it's fucking long.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
because you've told me that the thing that you're most annoyed about is the initial process of starting again, where you have to just like do the minimal, like,
bear in mind, I'm like the fittest movements I've ever been. Like, it's quite hard to process the fact that you've come so far and you have to start again.
I literally did an interview before the game with someone, and they was on about, do you think Theo will last? And I was like, no, he's in like amazing shape at the minute. Yeah. You are, aren't you, really? And also the whole thing has been, I think in your head, probably to get back for the side.
This was like the crowning moment. And I started off so well.
Do you reckon just fuck it off and just start smoking, drinking, and?
But this is genuinely what I had a conversation with somebody about. Like, is there a point where you've just got to go, football as a sport?
Yeah,
might be behind.
No, but it is behind me. I don't play football outside of making videos and the.
No, but that's different. That's a lot of your life. That's different. Like, football for content is very different for football playing.
But a charity match shouldn't be too strenuous.
Yeah, one off should be okay.
Do you see what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not like I'm playing Sunday League every week. I've sacked all of that off.
Yeah.
Like, this is me sacking it off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm playing a charity match, mate.
Yeah, true.
Well,
and I didn't even get tackled.
That's true. Yeah, but so they're the worst injuries that happen completely off the ball.
You did body someone though. I think I remember you did floor someone. I'm sure you did some scrawny little yank. I think
some scrawny little yank.
Oh, they were shocking, weren't they?
Yeah, they were totally football.
But yeah, anyway, carry on with the
anecdote. Then you got to you. Then
if you remember much. Or so,
well, no, I was on the gas and air. I was like in panic, and the pain was. Oh, it was actually really painful. I can't lie.
Was it like a shooting pain or constant?
It was constant, but then I couldn't lift my leg up, so any movement was killing me.
So kind of felt numb, or you could lift it, or
I couldn't lift it. No, I couldn't lift my legs. It's from the hip.
Ugh.
But then they could. Then they had to take my boot off. No,
you can't use. Yeah.
They had to take my boot off.
Oh shit! And I bet you've got the boot with like, it's kind of like the socking.
It was a bit like. It was exactly like them that. Boots. Yeah, exactly.
Proper pull them off.
They were like debating
if you loosen
them. Mate, they were debating cutting them off.
Oh, the Mbappe.
Yeah, I was like, fucking no. But then they gave me the gas. They're like, mate, just keep breathing this. Apparently, no. I was just like, when they were taking a boot, I was just screaming when I'd taken a boot off. I was like, fucking hell, on gas and air. And then they're like, get them the green pen. And I couldn't.
Is this in the ambulance? Mate, at the time?
No, this is in the room. In the stadium. I think I was there.
Oh, you're still in the stadium.
I don't think we left the stadium until like 4:45.
So did everyone come in at half time and you were still there?
Apparently they tried to, but they weren't letting people in.
Right. So what did they do at half time?
I don't know why it took so long. I think they were trying to calm me down, gas and air, get the ambulance in.
No, so what did all the, at half time? Because we went in at half time.
We weren't in the change room, we were in like a medical room.
Oh, sorry.
They just got him on the floor of the change room. Hang on, boys, go to your seats.
No, some changing rooms, there's a medical room connected.
Yes. Usually the home one, right?
But they tried to give me that green pen you were on. The smell is mad.
You're asthmatic as well.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Fucking
it kept
class.
hitting the back of my throat and they're like, oh, you can say that again. Brilliant.
Shout out the green pen. That's good shit.
Yeah. And then they were, whilst I was on the gas, they were like, mate, we're going to have to put a, catheter.
Is that what it is?
What? Cock off.
Get up and take his trousers down.
It is a catheter.
Apparently, I was just like, no.
That was honestly one of the worst bits for me.
It was cringe as fuck.
Yeah.
I had that when I did my knee on the side of the pitch, because obviously that gets the fast way to get the painkillers in you. It just goes through your blood.
Intravenous.
Apparently, I was just like, no, no, no. Because I just didn't want that. Because when I had it, my knee was just so
in
like...
In the medical room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fucking keep the gas and air in there, mate.
So what were they going to put in you?
It's like ibuprofen, basically.
Yeah, straight into the veins.
It's a weird feeling. I didn't want that. It's like this cold liquid coming up your arm. Yeah. Ugh, cringe.
What's the full list of injuries then that you've had from the football?
Well, they had to ask me that, didn't they?
Oh, fuck me. No one was in
and
there.
You're trying to remember it. Meanwhile, you're going, Jody double decadence, Jody. So go on. It's all hip related, right?
Recently, yeah.
You broke your hand running into someone. I remember that one.
Yeah,
that
broke was a my good hand.
One. I've seen the clip.
Well, they basically were asking me the related ones to this right leg, which actually could be related to this. So I was like, obviously, the hip arthroscopy. I tore my sartorius twice.
What's that?
Sartorius, your longest muscle in your body.
Sartorius, I think very, he's playing for
actually a bit of a.
Didn't he shoot his wife?
He's got no legs.
No legs. Yeah.
Oscar Sartorius. It's actually a bit of a freak. Yeah, I taught that twice, but that was in like 2009, 2010. Then I had my knee. This all on the right hand side.
Maybe you're like too right leaning.
Well, I'm going to be in. Yeah,
maybe you're just a triathlete nowadays.
Find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
So yeah, transferred to the ambulance and then hospital.
Then and then I was still on the gas now, and I was like, double ducker. I was so hungry in that thing, but they were like, mate, you can't eat.
Why?
I was like, no, I am eating.
Why can you eat?
Because they didn't know what was wrong, so they didn't know if I had to go into surgery.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's fine. I'm going to eat.
So you couldn't drink either then, but you was dehydrated. Well,
no, sips the water.
If you're about to go directly into surgery, you're not allowed to have anything in your stomach, are you?
Well, that isn't technically true.
Okay, then, Dr. Garrett.
No, that's what the doctor told me. They tell you you shouldn't really drink, but you can. You're fine having water.
It just depends how well
you can't have a massive pizza.
I don't think a fucking pizza would be allowed. Yeah. But.
So they were top guys in the ambulance. I was still on the old gas and air because it was pretty painful. Oh, then, you know, on the way to Homerton Hospital where you went, the fucking speed bumps.
Oh, God,
Speed bumps, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was, I think when you took me, you may have got overtaken, like, twice.
Yeah, I put the four-way flashes on the top.
I think we were going, like, 3 miles an hour.
I was like, fuck!
On a five-minute journey.
So we went to the same hospital as Tom. They're actually really good there.
They are really good there.
It gets a lot of stick, Homerton, but they are really good.
We're pitched out of regulars now.
Well, Lewis went there for his eye as well.
Lewis went there for his eye.
I'm just left. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's just you.
We'll think of something.
Your time will come. Had my x-ray.
Anything happen after that? And then you just
had my x-ray. I went to town on Domino's.
Yeah.
How long were you there? What time did you leave?
I don't know. We left at like 7:30. No, probably at 8 o'clock.
Oh, she was only a couple hours.
Same hours everyone left the stadium, really.
Probably
there for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we had the same nurse who looked after Tom. Who remembered me as well.
Yeah.
No, she was a nurse.
She's a doctor, isn't she?
No, she's a nurse.
I'm sure she's a doctor and the others were nurses helping.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh. Well, she was a legend anyway.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah.
Nice woman.
Seeing a specialist on Friday for my MRI and have more news.
But unfortunately for you, you didn't really get to see much of the rest of the game. Obviously, you watched the highlights and stuff, but you watched
it all. Mate, sorry. There was a guy next to me in like the opposite bed. Who had been at the game, who had fallen down the stairs, his leg open.
What the fuck?
He travelled down from like Newcastle. His wife was pregnant and he didn't get to see any of the match. And he's like, mate, don't tell me the score or anything.
Oh.
And then obviously like half hour later, we forgot he was still there.
Oh.
And we just started talking about the results. I'm hoping he didn't hear it.
Oh, so you've
but imagine travelling.
Is he going to watch this?
But imagine travelling down from like Newcastle. Yeah. To not even see any of the game.
Sorry, Lewis has no excuse not to go to games now. Geezer came down for the fucking charity match.
Yeah, yeah.
But what a game.
Yeah, what a game. What were your personal highlights of the match?
The end. No.
Wait, by the way, can I just say, Chris MD hard carry. He was good.
Yeah, but we've had this discussion, and you've also rated him man of the match of the match. But can he be...
He was good, actually.
Can he be player of the match?
Yeah, I think he can be player of the match.
You're on the losing team?
Yeah, because I think he was let down by his defenders, maybe.
Can you?
Yeah.
Ever been given? Has a man of the match award given to
but
the losing
team? But look, Manny got awarded man of the match, and maybe rightly so, scoring a hat-trick.
But only statistics.
But I thought Chris, in general, had the best game out of anyone on the pitch.
Yeah, best player on the pitch is Philly, though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Wow, he had a great assist for Chris.
I think
he was let down by his fitness, apparently he came off with calf.
You can just spot a player for a second.
Just the way he moves and just
but in the first 10 minutes he was the best player on the pitch.
No, still Philly.
I
think you guys would have won if you stayed on the pitch. You, Chris and Philly in midfield would have won the game.
Yeah, we were cooking, but
you would have had to be rotated at some point, right?
Yeah, cool.
But I'll be honest, it was entertaining. Like,
very entertaining.
And as much as I joke, going, "Oh shit, quality." They don't pretend. They can play. Yeah, like exactly. that's
like
the whole point.
When Chris
it'd be
was off
boring
the pitch,
if it was an intense 0-0 game for
when Chris was off the pitch, Sidemen scored.
What?
Yeah, 2-0.
When I played, it was 2-0.
Oh good. Well, I said 0-0.
No, but it was still pretty.
Which team were you in?
All Stars. kept a clean sheet.
Of course. And then you got banned.
Yeah, got banned.
Got nerfed.
Yeah.
But I watched the whole thing back. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
It was a brilliant event.
The Ethan goal was a good moment.
That was unreal.
Thrown up
the irons. Even Vic threw up the fucking iron.
And he got a blowy in the bank as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I saw that clip.
What? Ethan got a blowy in the bank.
Every time he scores, but he never scores.
Really?
He scored again the day after.
Yeah, two in the bank.
Oh my God.
What a lucky weekend.
Back to back.
Carried a trophy home and then... Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you actually imagine lifting the trophy at your home ground,
mate? Look, it's literally the stuff of dreams.
Yeah.
The only way that would get better in my mind for him is probably if it was like at the Berlin ground.
Yeah,
that doesn't exist anymore.
No, I know it. Oh, right, brilliant. but can I just say the quality of knee slides in that game were unreal.
Yeah. But do you know what? We actually had a little chat before the game. All of us like, we're trying to assess the pitch was fucking nuts. Premier League standard during the game.
Did they water it as well?
Yeah.
And because it was so hot, it was drying really quickly. So I thought, I don't know if you can do a knee slide on this.
Yeah,
mate, everyone pulled a 10 out of 10 knee slides out of the bag.
They were good celebrations.
That's the first time we've played on a pitch. Mid-season, when it's Premier League standard.
You know what? After the game, Astro. I thought that thinking, I'm surprised they've let them do this, actually.
It was like Astro.
When it is, a lot of pitches are like 50-50.
That is by far the best pitch I've ever played on. It was fucking mental, yeah. I mean, genuinely crazy.
It looked it.
Yeah, because not all the other previous ones have been out of season, I think. Well, apart from
Charlton. Yeah, at the end of the year. Because the pitches are about to get relayed, and then they let people play on them.
And it was...
Like, even Wembley was... Yeah. Shite.
Yeah.
Was that the end of the season?
I played
a charity game with the Albion the once, and they'd already tore the turf up. So they just had to put like a random shitty sandy pitch on. I was like, this is great. I've wanted to play here.
Right? What was your goal of the game?
Because Harry's goal was
Harry's was the best is because even a good goal, I don't think would have saved that.
Yeah, I agree. And it curves. And the Vic awareness.
He starts the move like in his own half, plays it, continues the run all the way. Vic Star, what an assist. Everyone's thinking, shoot, pulls it back, lays Harry off, bang, touch out, top bins.
I thought Simon's goal was actually all right because of the through ball by Manny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly weighted pass.
No, but it might as well have a snowman goal.
Chris's as well.
And obviously, was good.
The speed penalty.
Max's goal, sorry, was unbelievable.
Yeah, Max's goal.
Yeah,
very good.
He's decent at footy.
Just after the penalty miss as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how... Did he do that on purpose?
What,
the
penalty?
Yeah.
Well, no, I've seen the clip with him discussing it with Rio Ferdinand.
What was his game plan?
And Rio goes, you look like you're... trying to not miss as opposed to score. And he goes, damn, man. That's right. That's exactly what I was thinking, man. I was like, don't miss.
Mexican.
Fuck off. But yeah, but in his head,
he's like, don't miss, man.
In his head, he's like, don't miss. And that's the one thing he was trying to do, just get it on target. He put it straight down the middle.
Genuinely pissed he was actually upset.
He said he was going bottom left. That's his penalty for bottom left, by the way.
But I've seen him kick a ball, and he can kick a ball.
He was so nervous to not miss the goal.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst penalties I've ever seen.
Because you can have all the confidence in the world, but when you're taking a penalty and everyone wants you to score in front of 65,000 people.
It's a mental thing.
Bear in mind, you don't really play football.
You've either got it or you ain't.
No, and he didn't have it.
He's rapid, though.
His assist was good.
I thought he actually played well.
His through ball to Nico.
Yeah, he's a good vision. I actually thought speed was most improved player on a pitch. I'm not
from
even
previous year.
He's a lot better. And also, the crowd were going fucking mad for him as well. Yeah. Like, mad. Do you know who got the best reception? Angry Ginge.
Because I think people just realise it's such a cool
moment. Because I did like a TikTok thing with him years ago. And like, these last few months, he's just absolutely blown up.
I played in a charity match.
You played in like a shitty little...
Yeah, with him. When he,
no, I knew
like,
him before he played the match well.
What?
What's that?
No, I'm trying to say his cut, like,
his
victory come from like,
the charity match that I played in, with him. Obviously, Danny played in that as well, Danny Ahrens. So he got the bigger of the reception, and Ginge was pretty much on his like come up.
Yeah.
But now he's everywhere.
And he played well. He's actually quite good.
Yeah, proper Brexit centre half. Yeah.
Sundico football boots.
I loved how he celebrated a slide tackle. I can't remember who it was on. Was it on speed?
He's on speed.
He fucking fully.
But people love that, man. People love like a Brexit centre back. I thought he played brilliant.
Yeah, he did play well.
I took a pass Cal And I went to go cross it. There he was.
Yeah. I thought Freezy did well, actually.
Freezy was very good.
Yeah.
Freezy, by his standards, had a very good game.
But although, does he play with 20 kilogram weights in his feet? I don't know why he does that.
People forget that Freezy played for Rebel. Obviously, the team that he created, and we played alongside each other. And he was like a competent footballer. They forget that he can actually play the game. It's just in charity match situations. Yeah, it's bless him. He comes away with a cursed image every year, man.
What's this?
Yeah, but Freezy's good. Freezy's good and has always been good. He's just been plagued by knee injuries. And in a charity match situation, he's clearly comfortably better than a lot of people.
And he blocked speed from having an open goal.
Yeah.
He's getting so much abuse.
Yeah, he is.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Get over it.
It's the have you seen the whole Manny and Toby getting hate for being tryhard?
What? It happens every year. They're that good every year.
That's ridiculous.
How can you play well?
What, so Chris is getting hate for being a tryhard because he was the best player on the pitch? No. What is bollocks, man? Well, they had fun. They played well.
You know what it is? It's because I think obviously Chris has kind of got a comedy persona as a creator, whereas someone like Manny, let's say, doesn't really have that same like sort of persona as Chris does. So that's probably why they're going easier on Chris, potentially.
And also, do you think Chris was basically trying to carry his team?
Yeah.
But it's also ridiculously apparent how clear Manny is of all the other players at football.
Yeah. Like, so fast,
he's taking the ball off other people that are shit and scoring, and people are going, well, let the shit people have a go.
You know how the EFL was still playing this weekend as well?
Yeah.
Obviously, his brother plays for Crawley.
Yeah.
Did he miss his game to go to the game? Because I saw him at the match.
Maybe then.
Is that a little inside information?
Well, I looked at the starting lineup recently of Crawley. I don't think he plays.
Oh, did he not? I thought he broke into the team.
He might have done.
Also,
I thought that was just a cup run stunt, wasn't it?
No, mate,
he signed for them.
He's first team player. Yeah.
I didn't know if he played like starting.
Yeah, no. I don't think he starts games because I had a look at Crawley's recent fixtures and I couldn't see him.
Maybe he just gets rotated then.
Also, Theo, can I just say you're number one on YouTube trending?
Am I?
Yep.
What? We're doing what?
Your video.
The vlog.
Oh, the vlog.
Congratulations, sir.
Well done. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't lie. It did nuts.
Rosie's just sent me a screenshot.
It actually, my last three videos, all have broken records for views per hour.
Pitch size
in your channel, you mean?
On my channel, yeah.
Not generally.
Pitchside made a very good vlog, by the way.
Yeah,
I very much enjoyed it.
Also, I forgot to say in the vlog, Reeve wasn't in the vlog because he was having a friends and family day.
Yeah.
He didn't want to.
By the way,
it was the very last minute we organised.
I didn't get mentioned once in that vlog.
No, you didn't.
It's like I'm not even part of Pitchside.
In my intro,
disgusting behaviour.
Okay. Disgusting.
Not one mention.
I don't edit the videios. I did mention it.
I think you failed something, though.
Which one?
You didn't really start a chant.
Yeah, we did.
No, you didn't.
When you got carried off.
No, that wasn't you started it.
it
wasn't.
He's done it again.
Hang on.
Claim that.
We were going to sing Theo Baker's a wanker. But
I said in the challenge, it has to be a nice chant.
Well, you also said that to Dana Prime.
We didn't even get that bit that we filmed. Irrelevant.
Yeah, we filmed the challenges for you.
We filmed the challenges for you, and it just wasn't...
I forgot to say this. I don't know if I should say this on Pitch Side because it kind of like exposes Lewis a bit.
Go on.
But he said to me afterwards, he was like, he was actually a bit worried that Elle might know his name because he has subscribed to her before. Lewis, you might know
this before he was with his girlfriend, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Woohoo!
Saucy.
I think you need to cut that out.
Keep that in.
Well, I want to touch on something because obviously it's hot in the minds of everyone, but I want to create an all-time YouTuber 11. In my mind, I've made this from charity matches. Is that what you've done? Or you're just generally picking
YouTubers? I've just chose current YouTubers.
Charity match. Also, can I put a stipulation in it? I've made my team purely the best footballers, not like best like Mr. Beast.
Oh, I've put in no. I'm not doing that.
I've said this team will win a game.
Oh, mine's a cumulative cross between performance and charity matches and actual ability.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. And then also...
These are all... Wait, are we picking charity match players or are we just picking actual footballers?
Yeah, charity. But I've not included like, the F2. Like Billy and Jeremy aren't in there.
All right, cool. Oh, you've actually created a team. Oh, that's... Okay.
Do we need to do this?
No, then? I'm going to go. In goal, I've got Charlie Morley.
Who's that?
I think he's comfortably the best keeper that's ever played.
Also the best footballer.
Yeah, wait,
is he a goalie? I thought he played in goal for the
Sidemen, didn't he?
Yeah. Can I just say, I haven't been involved in your scene for a long time, so I don't know many people.
Oh, you're picking just players.
Me and Charlie grew up together, went to school together. We went to school together and we did a lot of videos together.
Why is that going to help me in any way?
Well, man, you should know about me.
I should know. He went to school with you.
Nah, Charlie Morley, in fairness, was a YouTuber as well.
YouTube, anyway.
Okay.
Right back, I've gone Rota Short.
Yeah, mate, I think Harry's brilliant. Yeah,
right back.
Well, he's got a fit.
Yeah, well, that's where he plays for most charity matches.
Does he? I thought he played centre back.
He did, and the one just gone. Right. But for the.
Because Ethan came out of centre back, didn't he?
Got you.
Yeah. I've put myself in alongside Josh.
Oh, that is fucking cringe.
Alongside Josh Peters at
Ooh.
Ooh. Who's Josh Peters?
We kept a clean sheet in.
Who's Josh? Do you know Katie Hopkins bloke?
Oh, the South African guy.
Yeah.
That's how you know Josh Peters, for the Katie Hopkins.
Nah, I used to play cricket with him.
He's the blonde, tall, South African.
He's very good at cricket.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Well, yeah.
Very good at cricket and golf.
Yeah, he is. He got me right in the nuts.
An absolute sledgehammer of a swing, by the way, apparently.
Well, he's massive.
Yeah, Seb was saying he hits like a 7-iron as far as Seb's driver.
Jesus.
Really?
Golf.
Yeah. Left back, I've gone Castro.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, good performances.
Always good performances in the championship.
Scored the best goal last year.
Midfield three, I think, picks itself. I was going to put JMX in, but he hasn't really... I don't think he's got enough ability outside of charity matches to put him in. So I've gone Philly, Chris and yourself.
Interesting.
In midfield.
Very interesting.
I like that though.
Very interesting.
Why is that bad?
No.
And then up front, I think the front three picks themselves. I've gone Manny, Toby and Simon.
Very interesting.
Oh,
you've got the same team, that's why.
Big name missing. Here's my team. Sorry, Tom.
Big name miss.
I've gone for 3-5-2.
Yeah, well, that's because you've got an extra attacker then. I went for
3-5-2. You got to think of the formation, man. In goal, Charlie Morley.
There's not a single charity match that's ever been played 3-5-2.
Well, so this is my team. This is my team.
All right.
Three centre halves of Harry, and Reeve. Which? Harry Rota Shaw, Harry Pinero.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And you,
HP.
Reeve.
Sorry, it's
HB like the sauce, big player.
Three at the back.
Even I got him in my team.
Yeah, three at the back there, that's a fucking defence.
It's because I played with Josh and he was ridiculous.
I've then got three in midfield. So it's a 3-5-2, two wide and a two up front.
I get you.
The three in midfield are Chris.
Yep.
Philly.
Yep.
And Noah Beck.
Ooh. Oh, no, I actually put in brackets Noah Beck doesn't count. If you want to clarify.
He does count. Of course he's played in charity match.
Bro, he's a pro
also,
footballer.
It's not a charity match. It's a YouTube 11.
He does YouTube.
Yeah, I know. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to play in a charity match.
Oh, he's a pro baller there, man.
Well, he's not though.
If it's a YouTube 11, then you've got to put Big John in goal.
Well, I was going to put Big John in goal, but he does more
clear.
TikTok than YouTube, doesn't he? So
I actually think my team's going to win.
Actually put Noah Beck and then put brackets doesn't count.
Okay, well.
So
I still have a better midfielder in mind than Noah Beck.
Finish your team off, yeah?
Oh, I do.
Left is Toby, right is Manny, and then me and Simon up front.
I like that.
Oh, so you're playing like Toby and Manny as wingbacks?
Yeah. High wing backs.
Known for their defending. Yeah, good team, man.
It's like a 3-3-4, really, isn't it?
Well, 3-5-2.
Yeah.
Okay, my team is actually fucking clear.
No, I genuinely think my team is the best team.
So it's
I didn't include Noel Beck because...
I know Harry Pinero.
So it's a YouTube 11, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In goal, Ben Foster.
No, you can't.
We
said we can't use the F2.
Sorry, is he a YouTuber or no?
Jimmy Bullard.
He retired this year again.
He doesn't have a YouTube channel though.
He's on Goldfly.
Yeah, but that's not him. That's Anjan Tubes.
Ben
Foster has two YouTube channels. He's a YouTuber.
No, you can't put an England international in your YouTube 11.
Was he last in a squad?
Jimmy Bullard is as much golf life as you are pitch side.
Okay, but
so you're gonna put him in?
Okay, I will. I'll change it.
I swear to God, if you got Akinfenwa in your team.
I can't, no, I'm not putting Jimmy Bullock. It's not, it's not his.
Anyone that's ever done a YouTube video and is professional.
No. You have
to have let me guess. Up front is Haaland.
You have to have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, Haaland's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, he's uploaded music videos.
Alfonso Davies.
That wasn't on his channel.
You got Alfonso Davies in his
no.
team?
No.
Yeah, left back.
Would you agree that's a fair shout? He's a YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber.
I don't care if Ben Foster used to sail the seven seas. He is now a YouTuber. He's in my YouTube 11. Suck my ass.
I think you're missing the point, though, Tom.
No,
he
I'm
is,
not.
He is a YouTuber, but that's no. not very fair.
Wait, he was playing in League Two three weeks ago.
He's been in the Premier League for 20 years.
His profession is now a YouTuber, but he isn't a YouTuber by trade. He's an ex-footballer by trade.
What the fuck does that... Is that saying Theo's technically a chef by trade because he started at McDonald's?
Well, yeah, but he's not.
What do you mean? Now he's a YouTuber? Ben Foster is going in my team. Right back, I've got Ethan.
Ethan played really well. Yeah. I thought Ethan was brilliant.
Then I've got Harry Pinero and Reeve, centre-halves. I've got Max Fosh at left-back.
I was pretty impressed with him.
I put Castro, but...
Do you know what? He reminds me of Dan Burn at left-back.
And also, yeah. I don't really know anyone else.
But great.
Yeah.
My midfield three is Philly, Chris MD and David Myler.
That is ridiculous.
He's done it again.
Ex-Ireland international Premier League midfielder. I think my team's winning.
We've put our teams against his.
And then my front three.
How have you even?
I'm only not putting Theo in because I can't trust him to finish the game. He would be in on talent, on ability.
Wait, so, hang on a minute.
Yeah, I actually put that.
David Myler doesn't have a YouTube channel anymore.
Yeah. I couldn't put. Do you know what? I've actually agreed with Tom. I put Theo on ability because performance you did.
Yeah, you just you won't last 10 minutes. And then up front, I've got Manny, Simon, Toby.
Sorry, what? What do you mean on before? I've got the best charity match goal ever.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You're ability wise in there, but you just can't finish a game. We can't.
I've only finished one game.
No, we're on about
like six.
We're on about nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking current. If I wanted to get 11,
what the fuck?
If I tried to call you up and went, "Yo, mate, we got a charity match tomorrow. You want to be in it?"
That's unfair.
Can't play. Sorry.
That's unfair.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you'd also say the same. Okay, 3 weeks ago, you call up Ben Foster and say, "Can you play tomorrow?" You go, "No, mate, I'm playing for Wrexham."
I'm retired.
Well, no, I wouldn't be able to ring him then because he wasn't a full-time
also,
YouTuber.
Also, David Mylock, I don't think his YouTube channel exists anymore. So you think you might have had a rotter there?
He's playing.
Well, yes, your team is obviously
woohoo! Unlucky losers. See, you got to upstairs for thinking, downstairs for dancing.
Yeah, he deleted all his videos, so technically doesn't count.
Does he still have a channel?
No.
Nope. Does he still have a channel? The channel I'm looking at.
Hey, my name is David Myler. I'm a former professional footballer. I've played in the Premier League over 100 times. He doesn't have any videos on YouTube, so therefore count because of YouTuber.
There's literally no content on
his
channel.
There's zero videos.
I'll give him the captain's armband as well.
Did he play for Hull?
Yeah.
He was decent.
Yeah, he was very good.
Fucking hell. Well, that was a shit show, but fair enough.
How have you got Ben Foster?
Ben Foster, David Myler with no videos. Unreal.
Ben Foster, the full-time YouTuber. Love you, Ben.
Oh, me and Will, top of the trending page. And Angry Ginge, you'll have to see
it.
They are. It is mad how fucking clear the Cybermen are, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
They want to actually just grow up a bit.
Grow up, we make £2.5 million pounds for charity.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Right, anyway, boys, next topic, which is obviously a point of contention, certainly in the Premier League.
Are we talking about real football now?
Yeah, we're switching back to real football because we've had our fun. The international break's over. Let's speak about football because that's what we're fucking here for. Interesting point of discussion, guys. There's a couple of managers in the Premier League with a bit of pressure on their shoulders.
Indeedy weenie.
And one of them, you said from the start, well, early in the season, you were like, sorry, mate, because you're actually on the show today. Most underwhelming teams in the Premier League, Chelsea. Is that because of the manager or is that because of the team?
The team.
Oh, so you actually find Poch not under pressure or is he under pressure?
He's got
I think any
soon.
Chelsea manager is constantly under pressure.
Yeah. Unless they're winning.
Nah, but even mate, fucking me. Di Matteo won like the Champions League and got fired.
Yeah, but everyone uses the Di Matteo example. He was a stopgap. He came in
a stopgap.
He was an interim manager.
And let's be honest, anyone who remembers, that was probably the flukiest tournament win of all time.
Well, it was one of the
It was one of the best wins of all time.
It was one of the most poetic Champions League.
Were you this around here?
Were you the best team in Europe that year?
Well, you don't need to be the best team in Europe.
Were you even like top 15? You fluked. It was a fluke. It was amazing, but you fluked it.
Sure, but you do need a bit of luck in tournaments.
Oh, you sure? So you're
we didn't fluke it. No, we had moments of luck.
you changed directions there more than like
Barcelona absolutely hammered you, and they just couldn't score.
Sounds like we were the best team.
Was that the Gary Neville? Oh, yeah. Oh, was that that? Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, sorry.
Di Matteo, Albion legend, but yeah, fuck him. Who's next?
Do you think Poch is under pressure?
So I don't think Poch should be under pressure at all. No. However,
how long are you going to give him? If results continue to stay the same?
If we continue playing the same way that we've been playing with this five back and playing Chilwell, well, it's not even a five back.
They've come out and said
it's a four back with Chilwell at left wing. Yeah, which doesn't make any sense to me with the attacking talent we've got. If we keep playing that way and we keep losing, dropping points, he has to be under some sort of pressure, because to me that is just lunacy.
So in what time scale is that then?
Pretty at the end of the day, you've had your worst start to a Premier League season since 1995. Now, if someone said to you a few weeks ago that Chelsea are maybe in your top three like most underwhelming teams of the whole season,
give it up.
And then you get hate from that, and they got hate from that, and it was actually worse performing, not underwhelming.
Yeah.
Okay, they weren't the worst performing.
They've
gone on to have their worst Premier League start in 30 years.
Yeah, but that's not to do with performances.
They performed decent
against Liverpool. They performed well against Luton.
Row.
They performed. Row. They performed decent at West Ham.
No. Row.
If you have your worst start to a Premier League season in 30 years, and someone says, "Yeah, no, but they've not been that bad,"
all the comments are going to say, "Get well soon, Theo." Anyway, so you don't have to worry about people racking up you.
All I will say is Tom's right. We had moments of brilliance in all.
Yeah, that was our argument.
And Theo, if you're being deadly honest, did you watch all of those?
No, he didn't.
No,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what happens?
So he's just looked at the results and gone. Also,
at the same time, if okay, you're playing well, yeah. So why are you doing so shit?
When you have a team that's going
no, but it's true though, because what you can play well, you're gonna have moments of brilliance, and once you get relegated, but we played well that season.
Football is on results based. When Arteta was at the end of the season, we're getting relegated. You've left it far too long. If you're three games in and you go,
football is results based. It's results based.
How many games we played? Four.
Yeah, but performance, expected goals, and everything associated indicate
the pattern of results. Let's hope they do come for Chelsea because otherwise let me ask you this,
my friend Arteta, when he was going through a bad run, did you still trust the process?
Three games.
There was a serious run. You were very, very bad.
People were saying Arteta was going to go.
We trusted the process.
So that's what we're doing now, but you're telling us off for fucking not trusting the process.
No, I agree with you.
I'm saying there's a difference between trusting the process and saying that,
He's had four games. And they're not performing shit. They just can't convert.
He's had four games.
We have spent hundreds of millions on new talent, basically gutting the squad and revamping.
You should be winning games.
No, that's exactly opposite from that,
because we've changed the furniture. We need time to get comfortable with it. That's just a fact. If you think otherwise,
so how long do you give him, man?
I think
that's what my question was 10 minutes ago.
I think you've got to give him the season. And if we have massively underperformed, like we finish, like let's say, even if we finish outside the top six with the team,
that'd be a good result for
you. That is a failure.
No, I agree with it. Given how
we need, with the squad that we have, the amount that we've spent. With the squad that we have and the amount we've spent, we need to finish top four and hear me out. We need to.
You want to climb eight places in the Premier League?
We thought you'd finish top four.
With no Champions League football, say we get an early exit in one of the domestic cups, we should be looking at finishing top four with one game a week with that squad.
You think Chelsea's is the fourth best or better squad in the Premier League?
Potentially, if we find a run of form and we know our strongest team, there's no reason why we can't be. I don't care what anyone says, we have the strength and we have the tools to actually come top four.
And then you got Nkunku coming back, man.
That's exactly why I think I'd give Poch till Christmas. If he hasn't figured it out by then.
If we're still playing Chilwell left wing with a fucking five back and losing games, then obviously he's got to go at Christmas.
I'm pretty vexed, but
it's undeniable.
But you would give him till the end of the season.
Yeah, of course.
100%, man.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
That was weird.
Really odd.
But also at the same time, it's Chelsea, and I don't think Bowley will give him to the end of the season. If you continue to be shit for the next 2 months, he's going to get the sack.
Yeah.
Because this is a man that is not waiting around for anyone.
2 months, what, like, so almost Christmas, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll be, I honestly think, though, hand on heart, I think, not hand on heart, but I think we will be fine.
You've got a good run.
I think you'll be right.
You've got a good run, so even if your performances aren't at the level that they need to be, it'll be glazed over by the fact you're taking points.
My biggest question mark, though, is that Poch has come in and has been really worried about results too instantly, because we played 4-2-3-1 in pre-season, unbeaten. I know it's pre-season, but we did look sharp.
Yeah.
It had the attacking players playing forward well. And then, yeah, okay, fine, and Nkunku was there. But then we've come into this season quite negative in a way.
Yeah,
and it's like, is he just wanting to, like, concede as few goals as possible and try and get a win with the attacking talent we have?
Can I ask you
a
question?
Understand.
But he's not utilising the attacking talent you've got. You don't even play with out and out wingers.
What's the point of practising the stuff in pre-season to then not implement it into
the
season?
I agree.
That's exactly what he's just explained.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's a bit bizarre though, isn't it?
Yeah, how bizarre.
Yeah, man.
This is why I think Poch needs to start changing things, and I believe he can, and I think he's good.
I think Chelsea will come good. I honestly do.
What about Newcastle?
No.
He's not under pressure, no, not yet.
You don't think Howe's
gone at Christmas?
Really?
Really? Yeah.
I said this to Lewis from middle of last season when they were doing really, really well. I genuinely think Newcastle will have a run of games. They have too many fixtures to deal with. They've got a small squad.
Yeah.
And then they'll have a tough Champions League group. The heads will drop.
Yeah.
They'll soon get humbled in that sort of way. I think the owners will look at Howe and think, this isn't the guy that's going to level us up. Yeah, they'll sack him. 100%. They'll get someone new in January.
My argument with Howe is people like... gloss over this. Any time it goes wrong, he fails. When it went wrong at Bournemouth, after they went up, 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 then as soon as they have a bad patch, they went down after 6 odd years in the Prem. He even went to Burnley before that, couldn't get it right, gone. It's now going a bit bad at Newcastle. I don't think he'll turn it round.
I do.
I really don't.
I think their squad's pretty good.
Has been massively, massively overrated from last season because Newcastle completely overperformed.
Because of the man that you should in that corner.
No, this isn't... I honestly...
Lewis right now is screaming
I think
TV.
This is Newcastle's level.
What, I think 14th?
I mean the way... like, comfortably getting beat by Brighton. I think Newcastle 7th or 8th with the players they've got is their level.
Yeah. A Europa League kind of finish, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they completely overperformed last year when other big teams completely underperformed.
So do you actually think Howe's under pressure immediately then?
I think it'll depend on the Champions League because I'm going to contradict myself. I think they'll qualify because I think it'll be such a massive thing for them. I think the players will absolutely excel.
Remember, Leicester,
James's will be bouncing.
Leicester got to the semis, didn't they?
Yeah, quarters.
I don't know if they will qualify, you know.
Dortmund aren't that good, mate, and I don't think Milan are, to be honest.
We beat Dortmund, obviously last season, and we beat Milan 7-0 on aggregate. Yeah. Like, they're not great.
They're really not. The quality's
and
not
and
there.
They've obviously lost Tonali to Newcastle as well.
That's a good point, though, about them. If the owners see Newcastle in 10th at Christmas oh shit, we might not qualify for the Champions League again here, that might be a...
I think they do. I think they back Eddie Howe, but I also see the point of maybe they think, let's get a fucking massive name in.
Not even a massive name, just the next step, which would be, I don't know, a De Zerbi.
Zidane.
No, I don't think that. No, that's not what...
All it will take is a bit of a dodgy run for Howe. They drop points and some good manager comes available somewhere.
I'll tell you what it'll take. If he loses the next 2 or 3 games, like they've got Brentford and then they've got a pretty easy run,
haven't they?
They still aren't winning... Then it'll be.
I think they will, though.
I think they will.
I think they do.
I think their squad's too good enough not to turn it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dan Burn's a baller, man.
Who do you think the first manager to be sacked is at this point? Obviously, we discussed it pre-season, and then you guys said more. Sean Dyche. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm backing that, actually, to be fair.
Dyche.
Would they sack Rob Edwards?
Would they sack him?
They're going to shit their pants soon. When they haven't won for another 3 games, they're going to shit their pants.
And then rehire him because they need someone to keep them up from...
This is what's going to happen at Everton. They're going to sack Dyche in about 4 games and Allardyce will come in.
I promise you
that'll happen.
Steady the ship.
So you're telling me Everton is going to do what they did last season, sack the manager and then skate by
basically,
one point?
Basically, yeah. They need to be in the Prem for the new stadium. They have to be. Yeah.
Well, they need to start buying players then.
How can they buy them now?
Well, they fucked up during the transfer window.
But well, I think it was more the fact that they fucked up.
Yeah, to be fair.
They fucked up in previous transfer windows, didn't they? Hence why they can't spend
now. They've spent, in the last 10 years, they're like the fifth biggest spender in England.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
How have they got themselves in this situation?
Because they signed players like Richarlison.
Mismanagement, isn't it?
I don't know. And who's a massive signing they've made? Like Moise Keane and fucking terrible signings for big money. That they've made some stinkers.
They've spent $500 million since 2016.
Bloody hell, man.
Not great.
And sorry, that was of May 2022 as well.
Well, look, speaking of great managers and bad managers.
Huh? You just call him Lewis?
I said speaking of. We're going to rank our top three managers currently in the Prem and our worst three managers. Now, I didn't like the worst three managers. I thought it was
always tough to do a negative segment.
Yeah, I really didn't like this because I thought...
Should we do that?
I actually think the level of managers in the Premier League, if you look at this, is actually really high.
Yeah, let's do our worst three and then do our best three then because let's, you know, finish on a high.
I'll go from three to... I just don't agree with this at all.
Would you not agree with...
What don't you agree
saying with? They're crap managers.
We're not saying they're crap, it's the worst three.
The way I did it,
worst
is,
of the best.
It's also they're not more like capable at the Premier League level, slash the football that they bring to a football club isn't actually
they've
that
had such success bringing the clubs up.
I've literally chose the worst three managers.
I've got Gary O'Neill, Iriola, and Rob Edwards.
Iriola?
That's Iriola. Mental.
Nah.
Yeah, man. Well, he has actually not got much credentials, you know.
He has.
What, you got Real Valiodo? Valiadum. Valium.
Yeah, that's why he was.
But I think the Premier League's a big step up.
You got the old Bournemouth manager, the new Bournemouth manager, and then the team that's probably most likely to go down.
Yeah,
with him as manager, Bournemouth to me feel like a Premier League side.
Yeah, they're a lot better this year.
I think
Bournemouth look way better this season.
Yeah, but
they've just gone to Brentford, one of the hardest teams to play away from home, and played well, nearly won.
Yeah, that's true.
They've drawn with West Ham, who were basically the best team in the world.
Yeah. I put them going down. I don't think they're anywhere.
No, oh, no.
Yeah. I've also got Rob Edwards. I've got Heckenbottom. And I've got on Sean Dyche as well. In terms of, I know he's obviously effective at what he does sometimes, but in terms of the football that he brings to the club, it's hard to watch, man. I don't know how Burnley put up with it.
Rob Edwards is the worst manager in the league. He just is. They fluked it last year. It was a shit league. Paul Heckenbottom, he's also the second worst because he just is. And again, it was a shit league last year in the Championship. And Gary O'Neill's the third worst.
Really?
Same as me.
He stinks, man.
I don't think he stinks.
Do you just have an agenda? Because
No.
I thought he actually did well at Bournemouth.
No, he didn't really.
The reason why is because Tom's career nearly ended and Gary O'Neill really...
Well, it should have ended, actually.
Yeah, actually.
Actually, I said I'd never upload another video and I haven't.
Yeah. What?
Gary O'Neill is a kind of Di Matteo kind of character.
Yeah, if you look at like...
What does that mean?
So as in like he's come in, he's done a good job and on paper it's a good job, but you really have to sack him to move forward.
Right, I see what you mean.
And like Bournemouth have immediately got better. And if you look at like their expected goals and expected points last year, they overperformed so much. Like that is a fluke.
Yeah, okay.
You can't keep that up.
He did. He was a caretaker manager for the entire season, so that maybe suggests something.
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
fair enough.
And it's nothing against him. Like Gary O'Neill's a good player, and I'm sure he's probably a decent coach. But if we're talking the elite of the elite,
Premier League's a huge step up to be the top boys.
Anyway, let's end on a lighter note for this one. Let's do the best three. I think it's pretty obvious who's number one, but who's two and three?
For three, I've got De Zerbi.
I nearly clocked him in.
Two, I got Klopp. Yep. One, I got Pep.
Yeah, I've got Pep first, Klopp second, and I've gone a 50-50 here, but I think Thomas Frank just edges it for me.
Ooh,
that's third best.
I like that, though. I went Emery.
Yeah, I can see that.
Very high.
I have a bit of a sore spot with the football that he got Arsenal playing this.
Yeah,
that was a bit of a low point.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. This is why it's hard to do third. I could argue Arteta, but then I'd go, could Arteta do what Emery's doing at Villa? No, but I don't think Emery could do what Arteta's doing at Arsenal.
Well,
proven.
Seen it, yeah.
Similar to De Zerbi, amazing. But
The reason why I put De Zerbi in was I think when Graham Potter left, everyone thought Brighton couldn't get better than what they were.
They have,
and he's taken them to another level, which I think is super, super
impressive.
De Zerbi
will replace Pep at Man City.
I agree.
I stand by it.
Yeah. You think?
100%.
Yeah. I was between Emery, De Zerbi, and...
But I also...
Yeah, mine was Thomas Frank.
Oh, Poch.
Also, can I just say...
Poch.
If you're talking right
big
now...
Ange.
I think you might... I think you have a shout out saying Arteta is better than Klopp right now, but because of what Klopp's done previously, that's why I put Klopp in.
Yeah.
No.
But...
Can you not see that point at all?
Let's be honest about Arteta. He's just a fucking fake Pep.
What's that even mean? What does that even mean?
Everything he does, he's just a
what? So Pep's a fake
Pep.
Johan Cruyff.
Yeah, but no, even, they're completely different. Even being a fake Pep,
like Pep Vita.
No, he's still very good.
I just can't connect with him
because of that. I'm just like, everything you do is just copied from Pep.
Is the basketball rule Pep's thing as well?
What basketball rule?
You know the basketball, like cut pass.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not, is it?
It's the basketball rule.
Yeah, you don't know about football, do you?
Yeah, there's a whole thread on
ideology.
I don't know what you're on about now. I have no idea.
There's a thing with Arteta that he taught them basketball movement patterns because it allows people to cut across defenders a lot easier than naturally a footballer.
Yeah.
Would do.
I think Arteta has a lot of his own ideas that you're really
sounds a bit attention seeking to me.
Yeah, mate.
You're both cringe.
Sounds like you just want more videos with him.
We're cringe. Arteta wasn't in my top three, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not putting him in my top three.
He's up there 100%. Yeah. I think he's done a great job at Arsenal, but unfortunately he has adapted the Arsenal bottle gene.
I think Thomas Frank deserves
and the soft underbelly.
I'm not even gonna. Did you do any?
No, I can give you one now.
Go on, give us a top three.
I'm going to go third Poch.
He was nearly mine.
Second Klopp, first Pep.
You honestly, hand on heart, think Poch is third.
Mate, not many managers could do what he did with that Spurs team. I think he has the tools to do what he could, like, to do that at Chelsea for sure.
We were all agreeing that before the season, Poch is a really good manager and Chelsea have a really good squad. Then suddenly, four games in, it's... I completely agree.
Poch is a brilliant manager. I just don't think he was top three necessarily.
I think he's probably done more to prove his, like, Premier League worth than De Zerbi has right now, let's say. But also at the same time, De Zerbi, he's fantastic. I think he'll be one of the best managers this league's seen. Yeah. But I think you've got to put Poch at third.
He's an elite coach. Elite coach.
And he's got an elite striker. Evan. Yes,
he has. Joao Pedro.
Destined for
Danny Welbeck.
Danny Welbeck, to be fair. Anyways, guys, it's now time to chat Super 6 because we love Super 6 and it's back this weekend. Woo!
Yeah, unfortunately for us, no Premier League action because it's international break.
Yeah, so. But over 27,000 of you now in the pitch side Super 6 Mini League. Use the code PTCH23 to join up now using the link in the description down below.
Biggest in the world. Yeah. And now they're again.
It's not even close. It's the biggest of all time ever.
Be part of it to win lots of cash. Now, lads, there's been a lot of talk recently in the news about Southgate and the England job and will he stay or will he go after the Euros and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you think he's the man for the Euros?
No.
Do I think he'll get the Euros? Yes. Do I think he should be the manager at the Euros? No.
No, because I think this is the best English team in a long, long time and we should win the goddamn Euros.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Imagine having a midfield three of Declan Rice, Jude Bellingham and...
Eze, Foden, Madison. Yeah.
Whoever you want. Madison, actually, it will be, surely. You'd think.
You'd have to have Madison.
Playing in the role that he does at Spurs, they can integrate him pretty much exactly the same.
Ivan Toney up front with Harry Kane.
I'm not even going to say it, but...
Go on.
No.
What's that?
You wouldn't have Madison in the...
No, I'd rather have... It's either Bellingham or Madison in the team.
Not Mount?
I'd go Rice, Eze, and then take your pick. Foden, Madison, or Bellingham in the 10, yeah.
Eze's not...
Oh, my...
Eze should be starting for England.
No, I was going to say he's not going to check.
Madison's going to start.
I love watching Eze. Yeah, he gives me Eden Hazard vibes.
Yeah, well, he's got the most dribbles this season, isn't
he? But Madison has to start. I agree.
Why does he have to start?
Because he's like the...
Over who?
Eze.
So you're going to play two tens with
Rice? No, I'm playing Rice
balance.
And Bellingham. Rice and Bellingham with Madison in front.
Yeah, because that's what Bellingham plays, isn't he?
He can play there for England.
Mm. In fairness, though, at the World Cup, you've been going on
about how amazing he's been this season, which he has been, playing in the 10, getting high, getting in the box, scoring, and you want to drag him back and just pull him back.
Well, drop Madison then, because you can see him dropping back.
I've just said you're saying Madison has to play?
Yeah, put Madison in the 8. Because he's dropping a deep Spurs balance.
Well, fortunately for us,
Bellingham has to play.
Fortunately for us, we are not the managers. However, we can come up with three ideas of potential managers who should lead us to victory.
I got four.
How realistic are you going with this? Because mine,
I've gone very realistic.
Oh, mine are not realistic.
I've just gone with the three I'd choose.
I've gone very realistic.
If given every manager in the world,
and it's just the same three as my Premier League three.
I was going to do that. Yeah. Okay. Well, mine's a little bit different to that. But
what?
Your final
or Emery?
Oh, that is so boring. Yeah, not realistic.
No, but I get the idea because that's
Klopp's not going to manage England for the Euros.
I put Pep Guardiola in mine. So
yeah,
I've got Pep,
but that's actually realistic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
how is Pep realistic but Klopp isn't?
We're talking next England manager.
Ah, but Klopp's German. He's not going to manage
England. Say Klopp Spanish?
Say Klopp wins the treble this year.
Half of his squad are English.
I could see him go to England.
No, why is Klopp going to win the treble?
Klopp would be the next German manager. He wouldn't go to England.
I think no chance Klopp.
That's what he's saying. He said Klopp would never manage England because he's German.
But Pep could.
That's not...
I agree Pep's got that arrogance that he would probably want to prove it.
Because he's not going to manage Spain.
No.
So he's going to manage England,
Why would he manage Spain?
Because of politics, isn't it?
Because of the Basque Catalan. Country, Basque
country.
Anyway, go on.
Not Basque country. That's an interesting one. Wait, Catalan.
I've got Pep. I've got Graham Potter, who thinks relatively realistic. And the absolute GOAT, Arsene Wenger. But he's not going to step down from FIFA, is he?
No, he's got...
The problem with
you
that...
You wouldn't want to see Arsene Wenger managing...
No, because...
Come on, man.
They don't get enough time with the squads to implement a mass... So you need someone like a Klopp or an Emery. A Klopp, someone who's going
to... Arsene Wenger scouted half of the team that play for England anyway.
Oh, my God, hang on. So you've got... You need...
At 5 years old.
You need a manager who's either going to ramp them up and get them playing for him, or a manager who's just unbelievable at tournament football... Like an Emery.
You picked three Premier League managers that are currently in a job.
I know.
Why is Arsene Wenger less realistic?
I didn't say it's not realistic. I said it's stupid.
All right, brilliant.
Well, here's my actual England manager potentials because I think these are actually quite realistic. So I said maybe Pep in the future because when he wins the treble, when he completes football, then we can have him.
He's already done that.
Graham Potter, same as you.
Yep.
No.
You just don't. I've then got
Lee Carsley.
What the fuck?
I was thinking...
Why is that so outrageous?
Southgate
asked. Got promoted.
No.
Next should be saying fucking Will still.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not realistic. You want Lee Carsley as the England manager, really.
I'm saying, if you're the FA and you win the Euros 2021...
The question was,
Southgate
got
pushed up.
Your three...
Why can he not get pushed up? If he's done a great job with these under-21s, who say he can't do it in the future?
Has he?
He's won the fucking Euros, you melt.
Mm.
Yeah, stick up yourself, man.
Look at this guy, man.
We've one of the most talented squads ever.
He still won it. First trophy in eight since 1984.
Klopp in his three, and he's trying to argue that Lee Carsley's less of a manager.
Yeah.
You think Lee Carsley's a better manager than Klopp?
That's not what we're saying.
Klopp
I'm saying
would
for
never
England.
Manage England.
How do you know
about,
that?
You're talking about someone who's having a good managerial experience in tournaments, like Emery. Lee Carsley quite literally won the fucking Euro.
We win the fucking under 17s and 18s every year. Then we win men's level. No one gives a shit about a manager winning a fucking kids tournament.
The FA literally did it with Southgate. I'm talking about who do you think is actually going to be the next manager? Carsley could definitely. There's more chance.
It wasn't the fucking question.
More chance Carsley being a manager than Jurgen fucking Klopp.
I agree.
Fucking idiot.
I agree.
Stupid.
I completely agree. It's more realistic. That wasn't the question.
So dumb.
The question
so
was
dumb.
Your three.
They literally promoted Southgate. So why won't they do it with Lee Carsley?
Am I talking to a fucking brick wall or what? The question
you said Jurgen Klopp's going to be England manager.
No, I didn't.
The question was who do you want to replace?
Who do you
Southgate?
Want to replace
yeah,
Southgate?
You, be
you chose
mate.
Lee Carsley.
Be realistic.
Lee fucking Carsley.
Mate, I'll put fucking Johan Cruyff as the England manager, shall I?
What,
he's fucking dead.
Of Johan Cruyff. Yeah.
That's who you want though, but he's fucking dead.
You want Klopp. He's a fucking dead person.
You want Klopp. He's not going to become England manager ever.
Get Alf Ramsey out of the grave, anyone.
Ever. You're never going to get Klopp, but you are going to get Lee Carsley.
That wasn't the question.
Well, you've got to be realistic. You have to be realistic.
Who do you want
as the next
England manager?
I tell you what, Arsene Wenger's looking fucking good right now.
You're fucking idiots, both of you. I'm telling you.
You're the one being stupid.
Mate, you've got more of a chance of Johan Cruyff than Jurgen Klopp being England manager.
Oh god!
You haven't read the question.
You're a fucking idiot.
So you're.
I think he will do a better job than Jurgen Klopp England as well.
I think he will.
One of the best managers of all time, Jurgen Klopp, apparently. Lee Cowsley. He's a better choice.
Tournament manager.
Oh, God.
None of you mentioned Serena Williams.
Well, and let me finish my fucking list, you melt, as well. Klopp's I'll come for you next.
Hey, Klopp's never won a tournament.
Come on, man.
Next player, sorry. Next person, sorry, Serena Wiegmann.
Oh, fuck off.
Three-time FIFA Coach of the Year. Hang a minute, no. Three-time FIFA Coach of the Year, two-time European Champion winner. She's only lost two fucking matches.
Screen grabbed her Wikipedia.
She's only lost two matches for England. Two, maybe three now, but two.
Well, hang on.
Why can't she? She's clearly a very talented coach, the best women's coach in the world. Why should she not be a manager and coach for the England's men team? Why, Tom? Go on, tell me why.
Did she get packed in by Spain, though?
Mate, everyone loses matches.
Okay, the one of the two that she lost was the World Cup.
The biggest game she's ever had, she lost. Yeah, she's so sick.
Can we just clarify? Theo said his dream list of England replacing
Lee Carsley, Pep Guardiola, and Serena Wiegmann.
I don't get why that's so funny.
Because
I'm actually being realistic.
That's
like saying, mate, who do you want to sign for West Brom? Mbappe. Not going to happen, mate. Not going to happen, is it?
You haven't asked me that.
Let's all play a game where we just make up bullshit and like collect our fucking Pokemon to put them in our team. Or actually, let's have a realistic conversation about what actually might happen.
Do you reckon Thomas Tuchel would ever?
He's got tournament IQ.
Exactly, yeah. Tournament experience.
He's a bit too defensive with the players that we have, in my opinion.
You won.
Isn't he also German?
Yeah, but would he ever manage it?
Why does it matter if he's. Capello was Italian, Eriksson was Swedish.
He likes the challenge.
Yeah, but Germany England's bigger rivalry.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
The Germans don't even hate the English.
Not now Harry Kane's leader of them. If you guys are watching, then leave your three somewhere, hopefully, in the middle of. All of the ones we've suggested.
Let me just read what this says. Rank your three manager shortlist to manage England. It doesn't say your dream stupid list to become England manager. That's not realistic, does it?
The three best managers who could manage England right now is Pep, Klopp and Emery.
It's not going to happen, though. Well, at least I was realistic. What do you think of this, Proddy? What do you think of this?
If you're being realistic, Southgate's not going to be sacked. What's the point of this conversation?
If we offered the floor to Lewis, Eddie Howe would 100% be one of them.
Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't, because he wouldn't want to leave Newcastle.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
But I will say is, you guys saying Graham Potter, he, for me, is just a like-for-like character for Southgate.
I didn't say him.
I know, he's an FA yes man. Same with Southgate. He's someone that will just say things to keep the crowd happy. I don't think he's a forceful character in the dressing room, which egos like we have in the England team need. I think he's probably one of the lowest people on my shortlist.
Well, who do you think then? Because I was also thinking the likes of Gerrard and Lampard, but then they're not that, like, they immediately get respect of every single England player in the dressing room. They're not good enough managers, I don't think, for us to win the tournament.
My wild card pick, and yeah, maybe he's not proved enough yet, Xabi Alonso.
Xabi Alonso to manage England.
I think he's a young manager. He's shown a lot of promise. And from what I've seen, he's not this sort of, he's a character manager. He's not like a, but he's also got a good like sort of aura about him as well.
What are you about to do?
I'm just sending footage.
I think, I don't mind that. One I nearly put in was Steve Cooper.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that, but I've,
because
I don't
again,
think, I don't think
in international football,
year,
you need
though.
No. I don't think he's going to be sacked. But England will be able to prize him.
Okay, fair enough.
But I mean, but the only problem with him is he's never managed big players.
Yeah,
that would be my only worry, because I think he is the type to galvanise teams and might get them playing without us. He's not like a De Zerbi, like a tactician or. So I think he could work.
Get a Welshman to take us to English
glory. But I think he'd take that job.
No, I think
you'd be surprised how many people would take that. I honestly think, say Liverpool comes sixth this year and England go and throw fucking 20 million at Klopp, he'd manage England.
You really think?
Yeah, 100%. We've got the money, the status. Imagine being that guy who turns England into winners.
Yeah.
That's a massive thing.
And he's actually spent enough time in the country
to bring football home, and
he gets it a little bit, especially Liverpool.
And the Germans don't hate the English like the English hate the Germans. I wouldn't worry about that.
Anyways, lads, look, we've got some more fixtures coming up this weekend for Super Six, and guess who's last in our league? Lewis,
isn't it?
Who's winning?
Me, I believe.
Is it you?
I think so. Nice. Only because of last week. I got
the Arsenal
one.
Result.
Yeah,
you smashed that. Look, we got West Ham City, Brighton, away to Man United, Spurs, Sheffield United, Everton, Arsenal, Bournemouth, Chelsea, Newcastle, Brentford. Obviously, I want to say congratulations to Amanda Scutt, who came top of the Pitchside Mini League last week with 18 points, won yourself the £100 Classy Football Shirt voucher. Super Six will be in touch.
Yep, that is accurate. And as always, guys, if you're not in our mini league yet, it's not too late to join to put yourself in a chance of winning the season-long prize, which we discussed on last podcast, which is playing on Pitchside 11 in the grudge match versus the club.
Oh, yeah. Easy dub. Hopefully I'm back in time for that one.
Oh shit, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Didn't think about that.
You guys are going to need me.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Nah, we'll be all right.
You better start training, Tom, because we all saw you at Farnham.
No, but he's a baller, though.
I'm not training, bro.
He's a baller by nature. If we ever get a penalty,
I will
be
training. I will be training.
Not a second one, though. Just
taking shots in a YouTube video is very different to playing an actual game, mate. Yeah, it's true. You'll see the levels.
He knows.
Was he just demeaning me there?
Whoa.
No, but you'll just see.
You're meant to be on my team?
Well, you won't be. You'll be watching with your coaches.
I'll be the manager.
Yeah, you can be. You can
put it over there, son. Put it in wide.
You do realise what's going to happen, right?
No, you can
Lewis is your replacement.
Shit, I'll have to be back.
He's probably going to play anyway.
Yeah.
Have to be back.
We're going to get the big guns in anyway.
We'll keep it on the deck. We'll play tiki-taka.
Yeah.
Inside, outside.
You haven't planned yet. You might be all right for it, so don't...
Yeah, true.
Actually, I think you'll be all right by the end of the season, surely.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. What do you think of the Newcastle-Brentford? Probably the hardest one to predict, right?
I've gone for a draw.
A draw?
I've gone Newcastle home, high-scoring victory. I think
I was really, really, really... But I think it depends against Brighton.
It depends a lot if Botman's back, in my opinion. If Botman's not back, then they struggle.
Brentford are fucking good as well.
They
can hurt you on the break.
Man.
And Bermo Shard are the pace on the break. Yeah.
Do you know what? It's a tough one, which I may not... Well, remember last year, Everton Arsenal, first game, Sean Dyche, 1-0.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Game over Everton this year. Revenge.
You'll turn them over.
I agree. Look, anyways, lads, it's a free shot at $250,000. All you got to do is simply predict 6 correct scores, do your golden goal. And yeah, there's loads of ways to win. Follow the link in the description down below to sign up now.
Well, moving away from the Premier League to European football. All the groups are decided. The teams have been drawn. Guys, Arsenal dark horses for the Champions League?
Not even dark
mark?
Horses. I think they could be favourites.
Well, I mean...
To win their group.
No. Yeah, ooh. No,
but you know what, then? It would be classic Arsenal to have PSV come to the Emirates and just win like 4-3 PSV.
Right. We get loads more games to rectify that.
Yeah. That's your
we're not
for,
mate, we're getting out of the group, bro. We're
that's where you go.
Let's go group A.
No. Well, let's discuss overall first. Is it City again?
I'm sticking with what I said pre-season.
Bayern Munich.
I'm sticking
Bayern Munchen.
I'm sticking with Real Madrid.
Oh, so we're all different.
Jostling up front, man.
Yeah, that's the problem. No 9.
Madrid, Kane.
But they've got time to get a number 9 in January.
True.
That is, they can get out of the group and they can set themselves up.
Yeah, it's either me, City or Bayern. I'm going to edge Bayern.
Bellingham lift the trophy, man.
Just because, I'll be honest, I'm sticking with them just because that's what I said before. But yeah, if you put a gun to my head, I'd go City.
Yeah. Look, it's a shame that Lewis isn't actually here because...
Do you not think...
He could potentially discuss about the hardest group because...
Should we get him to send a voice note in? I'll ask him.
ask him what he thinks the hardest group in the Champions League is. And he's going to say Group F.
You know Group A, yeah? Do you not think that's just like... Very classic Champions League, like back in the day. Man United, Galatasaray, Man United, Bayern. It's like old school Champions League.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's a good group because Copenhagen and Galatasaray aren't easy away games.
Copenhagen, one of the best, if not the best stadium atmosphere I've been to. You know I've been. Stop it.
Yes, Group A, who goes through?
Are we doing it first and second in
just
each one?
We'll just go, first and second.
First Bayern, second Man United.
Same.
Agreed.
Paddy?
I'm going to say Bayern and Galatasaray.
Wow, you are...
Not even the worst.
United get 0 points against Galatasaray. They've got
Galatasaray
good
have really strengthened this season as well. There's like 30 players.
Did Fred go to Galatasaray?
I think Fred's at Feyenoord.
Luis Saha.
Is he?
Wilfried Zaha.
I thought he went to Turkey.
Who?
Yeah, Feyenoord is in Turkey.
Yeah, Galatasaray.
Feyenoord
is in Turkey.
Feyenoord. I'm thinking of Besiktas. What are you on about?
No, I am thinking of them.
That is a huge.
Oh, now Feyenoord in Turkey, mate.
At least you're living up to that seat.
You got that geography knowledge of Lewis,
mate. It must be this seat.
Yeah,
Fred's at Fenerbahce. I was going to say
that's not far off.
Yeah,
I asked you, is Fred at Galatasaray or Fenerbahce, and you went, I thought he went Feyenoord. Yeah, so what do you mean?
I didn't hear you say Fenerbahce.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it'd be funny if Fred went to Galatasaray and then not United out. Yeah. It doesn't matter now.
But they've still got some good.
What about Group B? Seville, Arsenal, PSV, Lens.
I've gone Arsenal first, Sevilla second.
Len.
I've gone Sevilla and PSV.
Oh, shut up, man. You're looking at for clicks, man. Cringe.
He's just mad that Arsenal lost him all that money. Like
now, Arsenal will win it and Sevilla. Arsenal win it, PSV second.
Who's just
PSV second? Really?
Sevilla.
Because they love it.
PSV signed Dest, didn't they?
Yeah, from Barca.
Serginho.
I don't know if it's on a transfer or
it's crazy. He went from Ajax to Barca.
No, and then Ajax to Milan to Barca, didn't
he? Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
And they also, Xavi Simmons left PSV, didn't
right,
they?
Right, Group C.
Madrid, Napoli.
Napoli!
We don't think Braga. Union Berlin.
Union Berlin, all good, though.
FC Union. They are, actually, yeah.
FC Union.
Yeah, where they kicked us out of the ultras.
Yeah, that was
Group
scary.
D.
Inter and Benfica.
I think maybe... Salzburg could be a little cheeky one.
I can see a shock in this one.
Nah. Yeah.
Inter, Benfica aren't as bad.
I think Benfica will win the group.
Oh, okay. Is that a shock?
Has Sociedad got Tierney now?
Yeah.
Yes.
I
don't think Tierney can enable them to win the Champions League group.
No. I'm going to go Benfica to win it, Inter second.
Okay.
Probably. Interesting.
I'm going Inter, Salzburg second.
Ooh. Yeah, I think Salzburg might be able to throw one in there. I think Inter and Salzburg.
Ah.
Atletico and...
I'm going Atletico and Feyenoord.
Oh, no.
Lazio are shit this year, man.
Nah, Atleti and Lazio.
Nah. Lazio aren't that good this year.
Who are you doing? Atletico and Fenerbahce?
I'm going Lazio win, Atletico second.
Lazio win?
Yeah. They're dog shit, man. They lost all their players to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we'll see.
They've got a big stadium behind them. They'll be all right.
Passionate fans.
Right. Yeah. Well, that doesn't always apply.
Group F, the big one.
I've gone PSG and Newcastle.
Same.
Kolo Muani at 90 million, by the way. What the
mate, this group F is nuts, you know. Two massive teams are going out.
The guy that...
Yeah, I can explain who it was.
He's the one that missed against Emmy in World Cup final.
Emmy?
Mate. Martinez.
What, mate?
That's his name.
Classic Emmy. You know Emmy.
Who are you going for, Praddy?
I'm going to go PSG and Milan.
PSG.
Wow. Tonali
they've
leaving.
They've only got Mbappe now. No more Messi, no more Neymar.
Theo.
Mate, they've got Ousmane Dembele. They've got.
I'm going with
everyone now.
Newcastle
haven't
and PSG.
Newcastle to win the group.
PSG to win the group. Newcastle
haven't,
second.
Haven't PSG got Asensio as well?
Have they?
Yeah, on a free.
I hope Dembele does well. Though, you know, he just needs to stay injury free.
They picked up everyone without people recognizing it.
Well, they sold Neymar.
Group G is arguably easiest group of all time.
Yang Bai,
City, Leipzig.
So it's obviously going to be City, Leipzig, isn't
it? Yeah. As it says on the.
And I think Barcelona and Porto, or do you think Shakhtar?
Barcelona, I'd go put Barca, Porto.
Hang on, has he written this out in accordance to who he thinks the order is?
No. I wrote this out from the Champions League website, so it's in alphabetical order.
It's not in alphabetical order.
Man United's above.
That's what the Champions League website.
It's Sevilla above Arsenal.
No, it's the seeding.
That's
great. Yeah.
That is mental then, because every single Newcastle group I have picked
top two
is exactly the same as it's written, apart from.
But we all know how it works in football: is that it's not going to happen. You predict the favourites to go through. They're
Copenhagen
probably not going to happen
wrong anyway.
Yeah,
it's probably not. Do you know what I mean? Like the football's football. Things going to happen. Clubs aren't going to go through. And my ARP has just died. Speaking of which, time for the quiz.
Yay. Come on, I'm on a losing streak. I need to pull it back.
I'm on a winning streak.
You actually are. You've won like the last two or three.
I'm actually on a streak.
You're not even winning or losing. You're just there.
Hey, this is what I mean, man.
You're streaking.
Right, come on then.
Right, okay. First question. So obviously it's a career path quiz.
We need buzzers, man. Come on.
Oh yeah, all right.
Do your
job. Tom, buzzer.
What's her name?
Serena Wiegmann.
Serena.
Reeve?
Fuck.
Pep. Williams.
Sorry?
Williams.
Williams who?
He's just trying to be funny. Serena Williams.
Ah, right. Okay.
Oh, is that provided you...
Question number one. Yeah. sorry, just off camera. How does Lewis read these out?
In English, normally.
Actually, that's not even true.
Yeah. Oh, wait, man.
Do
I start from the oldest club and work the way to the newest?
Is it career path?
Yeah.
Yeah, so where they started to where they are now.
Cool. All right. So, question number one. Do I read the dates?
No, dates.
That's right. Too easy then.
That's if we give us a clue.
Cool. Yeah. Question number one. Charlton Athletic, Liverpool.
Serena. Williams. Oh. Oh no, was he at Charlton? Steve Finnan?
Incorrect.
Shit.
I'll continue my route.
Well, no, he buzzed in.
Oh yeah, he buzzed
okay,
in.
Okay, all right.
Got an answer.
You thought you were going to win that one, didn't you, Theo? I know it. I actually know it. I swear to God, I know it. Fuck!
I also buzzed, but I don't know if I know the answer.
Traore.
Incorrect. Right, for real.
No, he buzzed in.
Everyone buzzed in?
Yeah.
Darren Ambrose?
No.
No, I'm buzzing in again. I'm buzzing in again. Serena. Joe Gomez.
No.
Fuck!
Right, do you want me to continue the career path? Yeah,
no, just me and Reed.
So,
yeah.
Then went to Blackpool on loan. Then Swansea City.
Oh.
Charlie Adam.
No.
Oh.
And finally, Newcastle United. And now, Nottingham Forest.
Now? Now he's still playing.
Fuck.
So who was it before Newcastle, sorry?
Swansea City.
Swansea, Newcastle. Is that Forest?
People will be screaming at their phones right now.
Is that Forest now?
Pep, John Joe Shelby.
Correct, John Joe Shelby.
Yeah.
Started his career in 2008 at Charlton, but he's now at Nottingham Forest.
I forgot he was at Forest, I wouldn't have got that.
Nah, absolute flop of a signing. Okay, next question.
He's immediately just a squad player now.
We're moving to the continent. Ooh. So, Atletico Paragnesi.
Ooh.
We didn't think about that.
Lewis would not have been able to pronounce
it. Atletico Paranegis.
Atletico Madrid. Nottingham Forest on loan.
Williams. Oh. Brendan Lodi.
Yes, correct.
Fuck.
Yeah. Now at Marseille.
Damn it.
I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
Is that Marseille now? Oh, Marseille have gone ham on the signings, haven't they?
Yeah,
they've signed these Maya Sars, haven't they?
And they've got Aubameyang, haven't
he's
they?
A baller.
Okay, next question. This is quite a long one. West Ham United, Chelsea,
Serena.
Oh, so many players, mate. Yeah,
this is an interesting play. Oh.
If you get this right, it's luck.
Glenn Johnson.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Liverpool, Lille on loan.
Williams.
Oh, so obvious.
Joe Cole.
Correct. He then went back to West Ham, then to Villa.
Yeah, we don't need the rest.
All right.
Put it, man.
No worries then. Okay, next question. Lech Poznan.
Oh, Pep.
Oh my God.
The first club.
Lewandowski.
No. Lech Poznan, Legia Warsaw, Arsenal.
Serena. Fabianski.
Correct.
No, I fucking knew it.
Then Swansea, obviously now at West Ham. No.
Could have been Chesney.
Okay. Now this next question has quite a few loan moves in it.
Fuck.
Okay, so.
Way early.
Nice second team. Nice. Angers on loan.
Angers
on loan again.
Yeah.
Where he got moved down to the second team. Gazalect Ajaccio on loan.
Jesus.
Gazalect.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce this. These are French teams, so he moved around the French leagues. Châteauroux on loan. And then Brentford.
Brian Mbeumo.
Incorrect. West Ham United on loan.
I didn't go all the way.
Yeah, you did.
I've just given you West Ham on loan. Give an answer.
From where was it? Brentford?
Brentford to West Ham on loan.
I was going to say Neil Mopay, but I know it's not.
Incorrect. And then finally, West Ham United on a permanent move.
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Theo, have you got an answer for me?
Yeah, I'm allowed a bit of time on this one.
Here you are.
I know who it is.
It's quite a tricky one based off all those loans.
Is this a French Brentford player? Is it at Brentford now?
No, he's at West Ham now.
He's at West Ham now. Ooh la la. Okay.
I can't even think.
I think I know who it is. French, I mean, I've said I know who it is, so I should know who
a
it is.
A French West Ham player.
I mean, they've had
Well, doesn't necessarily need.
But is he he's currently there.
Yeah. He's currently at, yeah, West Ham.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't got an answer.
No, I've got no clue. Is it?
Think about Brentford to West Ham. There's only a few players that have done that.
I can't think of any.
I can't think of any.
I know this. I know the answer.
You know who
I
it is.
Do you want
I can only think of one French West Ham player and he plays for Real Madrid.
He's not guessing.
All right, can you have a guess, please, Theo?
The only French person I can think of is Real Madrid player.
Zuma, just say Zuma.
It's not true, though, is it?
He's French.
I know the answer. Can I?
Can you stop talking?
He's asked you for the answer. Come on, you're just stalling.
I've got to go and help Georgie boy.
Okay, Areola, but he was at
Real. It's not. Pep. Benrahma.
Correct.
Oh,
Benrahma.
Shit, yeah. That is genius.
Right, you have two more.
Brentford, of course.
You have one more, and then it's the bonus, okay? So.
Good shout.
Thanks, man.
Oh, I should have got that.
Are we ready for the next question, lads? Okay. Bologna. Con. Leicester City.
Pep.
Oh, you've gone way too early.
No, I think it's easy.
Cologne to Leicester City.
No, not Cologne. Con.
Can.
Oh, I know it.
Mahrez.
Serena.
So your guess was Mahrez. Incorrect.
Kante.
Correct.
Fuck! It was one of the other! I didn't know! Oh, God, man!
Ingolo.
Look at Weller.
What?
That hand.
Nah.
Yeah, he moved from Con to Leicester, obviously then Chelsea, then now out Etihad.
Damn it.
All right, your final question. Okay.
This is to win. I'm on two.
We're all on two.
We've only had five questions. You're on one.
Now this,
I'm on two.
You're on one.
I'm on two.
How many questions have you
got? I've got the last two, right? You're on one.
I got Benrahma and I got whoever the first one was.
Five, six.
Who was the first
one? I've said six so far.
Yeah.
All right, so your final one.
I knew he was on two, that's all.
We're not moving on to the continent, all in the UK this time.
Get in, Brexit.
Right.
So what do you keep saying there? We're not moving on to the continent.
On the continent.
In Europe. In Europe.
Right, so.
Technically, we're still on the continent in England. Yeah, so true. Have some respect.
It's, yeah. No, the phrase comes from because we are not attached
to
the...
Yeah, just read it out, bro.
No, so, little geography lesson for you.
When?
Okay, Sunderland. Everton.
Serena. Oh, you were going to say another team?
Yeah.
Fuck!
You got to give me an answer now, bro.
No.
I think you all struggle to get this.
Rodwell.
Incorrect. Manchester City. Everton on loan.
Oh.
Aston Villa on loan.
Fabian Delph.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Where'd they start?
So Sunderland. They started at Sunderland. Everton, Aston Villa on loan. Man City on loan.
No. So Sunderland, Everton, Man City, all perms. And then Everton, Aston Villa.
And that's
then
it.
Retired. Though Everton, Aston Villa were loans. And then they retired.
Why am I conferring?
Oh, this is fucking hard.
Wait.
Go on.
So he started at Sunderland.
Sunderland.
I think it is who you're thinking of.
Started at Sunderland, then went to Everton.
I don't remember them going to Everton though.
Then Manchester City.
They didn't go to Everton.
They didn't go to Everton, did they?
They didn't get to
and then finished their career with two loan moves to Everton and Aston Villa.
The one you're thinking of, it's not.
And now in Prison FC.
He didn't play for
Everton. No, I know.
He finished at Everton and Aston Villa.
They finished at Everton and Aston Villa, correct.
Bloody flip money, cash money, billionaire, man. This is a tricky one, isn't it?
Give us a clue. Position.
No, don't. It's not because he's got a guess and then...
I got a guess, okay, then you get a clue.
Just guess someone.
Sunderland.
Michael Johnson.
Incorrect.
He started at City, that's the problem.
They're well-versed with the outdoors, put it that way.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean?
They're retired. They enjoy outdoor living.
See, I want to say him. I don't think I'm right here. Pep. Is it Gareth Barry?
No, he started at Villa.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
I'll give you guys a few more guesses.
Burst of the outdoor.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
He's obviously a YouTuber or something who's doing outdoor videos, maybe golf.
What?
Hmm.
Oh, the only golf ex-footballers I know is... no. It's, we can't...
What?
Oh, I can't be. If it's a YouTube golf...
Remember, chaps, it's not just a man's game.
Oh!
Is that why you kept saying they?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I still don't know it. Jill Scott.
Correct, Thomas.
Oh, g'day, mate.
That's why you kept saying they. And I was like...
What do you mean, g'day?
She was on Arm of Slippery.
She was on Arm of Slippery. Oh. Outdoor living.
Oh, I don't know. Nice.
Good question, mate. Good question.
Very nice. We like that one.
I like that.
Anyways, guys.
I didn't wonder why you kept saying they. Which makes total sense now.
That was hard though. That was hard to do.
It was a bonus question, in fairness.
Yeah, very true. And hey, g'day, mate.
And goodbye, mate.
Sorry, we did get a little voice note from Lewis. I haven't listened to this yet, so I'll play it out loud for you. This is his thoughts on the Champions League.
Pop the mic.
Right, Shaggers, I would go through all the groups, but none of them matter except for Newcastle's, because the only teams that actually have a chance of winning the Champions League are, would you have thought, in Newcastle's group. I'm going to say Newcastle qualify second behind PSG, and then we make it all the way through to the semi-finals, and PSG win the whole thing.
What?
PSG?
You think PSG going to win the Champions League?
That would be...
It started off so well.
Everyone left.
It started off so well when he said Newcastle second, PSG first.
Yeah. Wow.
Fair play.
He's saying that so then he can say, well, we only got beat by the winners.
Yeah.
Oh, that is 100%
so
why he's...
So he's...
Anyways, guys, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Spotify, subscribing on YouTube, dropping a like.
Drop some game as well.
Yeah, and some Riz.
And we'll be back on the weekend for the live match of... Arsenal Everton, I believe.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
And we are all, I mean, I'm not going to reveal anything, but we have some exciting videos coming up as well soon, don't we?
We do have some exciting videos coming up. So stay tuned and we'll see you on the weekend. Ta-ra.
Bye, everyone.